Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to MVP. We're Sports Illustrated Charlotte Wilder
and Jessica Smetana.
And this is the Most Valuable Podcast.
Brought to you by the Most Valuable Podcast.
Hey, Jess.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. CLEMSONTIGERS. Fight, Jiggers, fight, Jiggers, fight, fight, fight. Woo!
Oh, my God. She still got it. Congrats.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your Clemson Tigers winning the national championship. I've been thinking in a Southern accent all that long.
Oh, me too, darling.
Have you? Oh, my gosh. I think we should do this whole segment in a Southern accent.
I think we will lose a lot of subscribers if we do that.
Yeah, let's not do that. I do want you to know that I started thinking in a Southern accent watching Dabo talk after the game.
Oh, yeah. Dabo's got that sweet Alabama accent.
Amazing. So tell everybody what happened. I want you to say it out loud.
Clemson beat Alabama.
By how much?
By 28 points.
Oh my God. Did you see this coming?
No, I actually thought Clemson was going to win. I put money on Clemson to win.
Did you make money last night?
I did make money. I paid my electricity bill with it.
Girl, can you teach me how to gamble?
It's pretty easy. Just do the money line. It's okay. You just pick the winner.
But I mean, like, I don't know how to, like, use the apps.
Right. Okay. That's fair, too. I actually thought Clemson was going to win. I thought Clemson was really good this year, and they were kind of not getting enough credit. Trevor Lawrence is phenomenal.
And Trevor Lawrence, a true freshman, 19 years old, 6'5".
He's
didn't realize quite how tall he was.
He's so tall that, and, like, his neck and his head are so long that if you put his hair on my head, it would reach my lower back.
It's true. He has gorgeous hair. I tweeted this, but I think he looks like a very handsome Afghan hound.
Yes,
one of those dogs from, like,
they have the flow.
What's the 101 Dalmatians where they have, like, the owners walking the dogs who look like the owners?
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, no, it's a good one.
Okay.
We'll watch it. We don't believe in movie shaming on this podcast.
We don't.
So whenever one of us hasn't seen a movie, we're never like, what?
Yeah, right.
Because
exactly.
Also, we haven't seen many movies.
And that's also, like, so annoying. But anyways, so there's a few things from this game I think we need to touch on quickly.
Okay, yep.
The fake field goal.
Oh my God.
Is Nick Saban...
Is he losing it?
Going senile?
No,
like, what was that play call?
I have no idea. I think that my theory is that everyone, like all the Alabama coaches, including Nick Saban, smoked a ton of weed in California and forgot how to call plays because that entire game was called so poorly.
He just did a really bad coaching job. Alabama has the talent. They match up very well against Clemson.
Yep.
And he just coached a bad game, or maybe his players weren't prepared. I don't really know what it was. The game ended like 5 hours ago, so I haven't really gotten a chance to sit and think on it. But that might have been the worst trick play since Kirby Smart ran a fake punt like 3 weeks ago at the SEC championship.
That was actually embarrassed. Like, I was embarrassed for Saban watching that. I mean, I wasn't embarrassed because it's Saban, so, like, who
right,
cares?
Right, but his kicker was his lead blocker, and his kicker is going against Clemson's, like, all-pro D-line, who's probably going to all be NFL, like, first-round picks next year.
Right, and that's what I didn't quite get. It was like, did he not... Like, how do you underestimate that
right.
D-line? How do you not prepare for that?
And, like, after the game, I think the kicker was like, we would do it again. They were in, like, their safe, like, field goal coverage. Like, we liked what we saw, so
we
ran it. And I was like,
if you
run it again for that?
If you looked at the coverage, though, you're like, it didn't make a single ounce of sense.
It didn't make any sense.
I do think that you said this, that we didn't get enough angry Saban
right.
clips.
I have a weird conspiracy theory that maybe Saban got mad that they showed him breaking his headset like over and over on ESPN after the Orange Bowl. So he was like, you know what, guys? Like,
oh my God.
Here's a little bag of cash. Stop showing me pissed off on the sideline.
I don't think that's a conspiracy theory. I think that's what happened.
We didn't see any Nick Saban.
Zero.
I was actually, and like, I don't really like seeing like the head coaches that are like, it's
the losing ones.
Right. But it's Nick Saban. Like,
well,
I want to know what he looks like. What's he doing? Like, show us Nick Saban.
Give us all the Schadenfreude.
Right. Like, is he mad? Is he like screaming at guys, or is he like, oh yeah, we're gonna lose? Like, I wanted to see what he was thinking.
I did too. And anytime they showed him, he just looked like defeated. Like, they only showed him when he was in the sort of calmer, sad moments. And that's why I think you're right. Like, I don't even think he paid them off. I think he's just like, look, you guys need me so much for this sport that, like,
I'm not doing another, like, Tom Rinaldi sob story interview if you show
me. He's like, you want me in College Game Day next year? Don't show me breaking my goddamn headset.
Oh, my God. Justin Ross, too, had, like, an insane. He's the one who caught that, like, crazy back in the end zone catch against Notre Dame that I was like, how? And he, like, last. He's a freshman, too. Like, him and Trevor Lawrence are going
to
be.
Trevor Lawrence to Justin Ross is going to be something we're saying for the next 2 years. Here's my question.
He juked a guy. Sorry. He juked a guy on Bama so bad that the guy, I think, tore his Achilles. Like,
I felt
very bad, but I was like, he literally broke his ankles.
Without touching him.
Yeah.
That was insane. How did this make you feel? You know, Clemson beat Notre Dame.
I feel fantastic. Okay. Now. Well, like Georgia losing to Texas, I was like, all right, like that made me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Clemson beating Alabama by a point more than they beat Notre Dame by. Like the Notre Dame Clemson game wasn't like super close, but it did feel like less.
I mean, they put up a better fight than Bama did.
They kind of did. I don't know how to really like put that into words. And obviously, I'm extremely biased, and I'm not claiming that I'm not. Right. But it really didn't feel as like blowouty as this one did.
No, watching someone get just like
when it comes down
I have
to
no
trick
analogy.
Plays. When it comes down to like botched trick plays like that, it's like, okay, you were really losing,
right? Right. And I loved when it got to the end of the fourth quarter, or like even end of the third quarter, and I saw a few people tweeting like, "Oh, Bama can still come back," and I was like, I don't get that feeling at all.
No,
from this game.
And they put Jalen Hurt. Saban put Hurts in at the end of the game, and I just feel like
I thought that was rude.
It doesn't make anyone look good. It makes, like, Tua gets benched.
Right.
And you bench him so late that it's like, if you were going to bench him, you should have benched him at halftime.
That was my feeling.
Or maybe the end of the middle of the third quarter. But wait till the very, like, middle of the fourth quarter, and then Hurts comes in and, like, he gets sacked. He throws a couple incompletions. Like, what do you think is going to happen? He's not going to get any momentum going. Like, this game's over.
Right. Like, when you're losing by 28 and you put in your... They were losing by 28 at that point, right?
I don't remember.
There was not enough time. Like, physics made it seem like there was no way they could have come back, and then you put in your guy who, like, if you want to go for that, like, great, but you got to do it when they're still, like, physically time to score enough
points.
You want
to give him a fighting
points.
Chance, like, do it, but it's like, he's transferring, like, Tua's your guy next year. I don't really get that. It got kind of, like, shadows of the Lamar Jackson, like, debate this week. We'll get to that later.
Yeah.
We should talk about halftime, though.
We got to talk about Imagine Dragons, because I have a theory that Imagine Dragons had sex with sports and now has, like, really embarrassing nudes of sports, and so they have to play every sports game.
That checks out, because I was like, I don't Imagine Dragons, like, what? I don't even know an Imagine Dragons song. And then they played four songs in a row that I knew every word to, because they've been on every sports commercial for the last 3.5 years, and I couldn't believe it.
They're awful. Like, and I'm going to be honest. A lot of times when people tweet about bands they hate, like the Chainsmokers, I'm going to be honest, I actually think that the Chainsmokers, like, have a few bangers. Like, I said last night on Twitter that, like, even Nickelback.
Oh,
I'm like,
no.
Well, I have a story about this. I will tell you my Nickelback story, but I don't feel that way about Imagine Dragons. I hate every Imagine Dragons song, and they continue to be foisted on us because they make music that is built for sports.
Yes. No, they do. They make really catchy, like, singable, like, sports tunes. Excuse me. and like, I like having Lil Wayne there was, like, weird.
Can we talk about his outfit?
It looked like my grandma going to, like mass on, like, Easter Sunday or something.
It felt a little bit Aunt Shari.
It did, yeah. Right? It felt like someone tweeted me and said, like, it was, like, Cruella DeVille or something.
Yes.
I forgot what she said, but it was really funny. But I do have to say, I watched this game with Lee Finer, who's another producer at SI.
And I was going to come meet you guys, but I was too lazy, sorry.
And we both came to the consensus that those, like, kind of fake concert shows are really tough to do. And there are very few bands or musical acts who Twitter won't just shit on or like attack.
Oh, for sure.
I really can't, other than maybe Rihanna or Beyonce.
I think Kendrick Lamar.
Did
he get roasted?
Not really.
He
didn't get roasted, but there are obviously people that just don't like his music. Like, you're never going to please everyone. But
sorry, I was thinking in terms of like people I like.
I will say the production quality and like the actual like lights and this like fireworks and everything, like it was fine. Like ESPN did a good job.
It looked great.
And it was tough because they were an hour away from the stadium.
Oh my God. Wait, really?
Yeah. They were in San Francisco and the game was in Santa Clara. It was an hour away.
Oh, that's...
So they had to like they had to basically like probably cast a crowd. I don't know. Maybe people actually showed up. I have no idea. But that was all just like not near the game.
That was manufactured.
It's weird.
Can I tell you my Nickelback story?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm scared.
So this is the most embarrassing thing.
Oh no.
I think this is truly my most embarrassing story. We've told embarrassing stories on the podcast before. I almost can't say it, but I'm going to say it because last night, another producer at SI tweeted at us and was like, is Imagine Dragons the new Nickelback? And I was like, no, Nickelback has some bangers. Imagine Dragons doesn't have. And the reason I said that is because the first CD I ever bought was Nickelback.
Charlotte.
I want to change history. I want to be revisionist. Anytime anyone's asked me that question, I've been like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I can't really remember. It was
you
Nickelback.
You know what I have to say about Nickelback?
What?
Part of the best Vine in the history of Vines, when it's the guy, and he's like, look at this graph. And he's holding up the photograph, and it's like a graph. They, like, Photoshop. That's my favorite Vine. I laugh every time.
I'd forgotten about that. So,
look at this graph.
I think my favorite Nickelback song is... Oh, wait, what was... I can't remember.
You Remind Me.
You
tweeted this last night.
This is how you remind...
All right, we're not doing Nickelback impressions. Like, let me... I have a couple more Clemson things.
Yeah, yeah.
One, Clelin Ferrell and Christian Wilkins, like, Suge Knight homage after the game was...
Wait, I missed that. What was that?
So it was, like, with Suge Knight in, like, the 90s, just, like, to paraphrase, or, like, to, I don't know,
sum it up.
Getting into it. It was a play on Death Row Records. Uh-huh. And it was Death Valley, and it was like a recruiting pitch. I'm doing air quotes. But no one can see me.
Okay.
But it was like Suge Knight did it to Diddy, and I don't know. They changed the words and made it about like
video
Dabo dancing in the locker room in Death Valley instead of like
Music
videos and Death Row Records. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah, but no, I get it.
Yeah, that's the gist of it. It was awesome. And I have to say, a lot of people are going to tell me that I'm a bandwagon jumper, which is fair because I jumped on the Bears bandwagon and then subsequently fell off of it and got run over by the wagon. I went to Clemson after they lost 70-33 in the Orange Bowl.
Oh my God.
By West Virginia. That was a very short time ago. So no bandwagon jumper here.
So Jess has been on this train.
Yes.
Forget the bandwagon. You've been riding this train. You're the captain of the Clemson train.
And the Drake curse overrid the Jess curse this week.
Yeah, so whenever Drake endorses a team, they lose. So my theory is that opposing teams have started paying Drake off.
I could see Dabo doing that.
I could too. I could see Dabo's like savvy enough to be like, wait. Let's get this guy to curse Bama. Because that's the only thing that will bring them down. Also, I think Nick Saban did a deal with the devil and like didn't hold up his end of the bargain at one point, and now Dabo's just like collecting on it.
You know what I have to say to that?
What?
Not today, Saban. Oral copyright on Not Today, Saban.
TM.
Jessica's
Matina, trademark.
2019. Oral copyright. Not Today, Saban.
Beautiful. All right. Well, should we tell people a little bit about Nashville? We can't tell them why we were there yet, which is really annoying because the story's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited for it.
But Nashville's the shit.
We love Nashville. I'd only been once before, but the restaurants are incredible.
I have three, like,
top
meals.
10 meals of my life.
Yeah,
maybe?
That's fair.
What was the, Butcher and Bee, which sounds like Mad Libs for a, like, millennial hipster restaurant.
It does. and everything there was, like, gluten-free and vegan, and, like, it was, like, hot fried cauliflower, but it was, like, really
good. It was incredible.
Yeah, but I'm a big fan of Nashville. I could see us... I can see us
thriving there. Should we just move
there
to Nashville? Yeah. Let's go to Nashville. I mean, honestly, it's true. Like, a lot of times I go to other cities and I'm such an asshole at this point that I'm like, I could never live here. I could only live in New York. And then I went to Nashville. I was like, oh, yeah, I could do Nashville.
Yeah.
Also, funny story that we adopted the Clemson accents.
Mm,
we had had a few drinks and we were walking down the street and there was a Bama fan. And he was probably like 20. He was like dipping. He had dip all over his face. And he was like, which way are the bars? And Jess and I were just like, oh, well, honey, if you look around, there's one that way, and that way.
Yeah.
And then we just like started trash talking Bama.
He was wearing an Alabama polo, and I was like, I'm from Clemson, so go Tigers. And he was like, pretty strange.
But then we just came right into the wild card weekend for NFL.
Oh, yeah. This weekend, there was so much football.
I loved it. I'm like,
wild card weekend's awesome.
I love wild card weekend. And when it was over, I got preemptively sad about football ending soon.
Me too. So let's talk about the Bears game.
Well, why don't you lead us off on this? Because you're a Bears fan. For anyone who didn't listen to the previous podcast, Jess is a diehard Steelers fan.
Yes.
And the Steelers have disappointed her to the point that she jumped on the Bears bandwagon. And then,
and then the Bears lost in the most painful way possible on Sunday night. So Cody Parkey, I'm sure you know this by now, he missed 10 field goals this season in the game.
Four in one game.
I don't
know. Or was it Mason Crosby?
Mason Crosby.
Maybe. Whatever. Yeah, the kickers were bad in 2018.
He missed 10 field goals this season. As the diehard Bears fan, I don't recall how many field goals he missed in one game. But basically, every Bears fan's worst nightmare. I'm delirious. I got like no sleep.
Jess and
night.
I are running on.
Seriously, the national championship being on a Monday is fucked up. I'm just gonna say it.
It's like, the rudest thing sports
really,
has done.
It's really stupid, but that's totally besides the point. So Parkey, game comes down to the wire, and he needs to make the field goal to win the game, and he makes it, and then they iced him, so he has to kick again, and his kick gets blocked. It doinks off one bar, doinks off the other bar, bounces out. And the game's over, and Bears fans lost their minds, which understandable, but there was a lot of really awful, mean, like mean-spirited, personal attacks on him after the game, which I like. Yeah, there's a difference between being like, you shouldn't feel bad for him, like that's what he gets paid to do. He didn't do his job. It's like, okay, I don't feel bad that he missed the kick. That's part of the job. I feel bad that he's getting death threats.
There is, right.
Like, there's a difference.
Like, can Chicago chill out?
Right.
Like, I understand. What? Not chill out in the sense that, look, this Bears team was really fun and exciting, and I actually wanted them, I really wanted them to win. Like, I would have loved to see the Bears in the Super Bowl.
Oh, same.
I think that it would have been incredible, and I understand that that's just, like, the most heartbreaking way you can lose a really promising season, but also, like, it is one. Sure, it came down to one point. Came down to a kick. There's a lot of stuff that happened before that.
Eagles scored on fourth and goal. The defense needed to make one more stop, and the game would have been over.
So
and he made three kicks in the first half of the game.
Yeah,
when they probably should have scored touchdowns. So
also,
it's like
I get that they're paying him $9 million. Like, maybe he can make a kick every once in a while.
Right. And again, I don't feel bad that he missed the kick, because that's you're a kicker. Like, you don't become a kicker because, like, you think you're going to have sunshine and daisies in your NFL career. Like, missing kicks are, like, a big deal when that's literally all you do. And it's not like it's easy, but it's like, you know, you're a kicker. You're not playing quarterback. Like, it's different. It's a different job. And there's just a margin of error is pass fail. It's not like, oh, he had an okay game. It's like, no, you either made the kick or you didn't.
Right.
So it's tough. And kickers know that. And I'm sure he's not, like, pitying himself. I mean, maybe he is, but, like, he's probably more upset that people are, like, fucking, like, want to kill him than he is that he didn't do his job.
Yeah, I agree. I think that
maybe, I don't know. I'm
I think
not
you can
putting
still,
words
I think
his
you
mouth,
can
but.
Feel you can have empathy and compassion for someone, like, even if they're a millionaire.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can have empathy and compassion for anyone, I think. But this begs the question, though.
Mm-hmm.
Does Howie Long have to cut Kyle Long out of his will?
Was that the stakes? You
think that
when his sons play each other, the one who loses gets cut out of the will? I was happy for Chris Long, I will say. I wrote about him last year. I think he's a good dude. And so I like when the only silver lining now when the Eagles win is I'm like, well,
yeah,
Chris is
there. I don't know what to expect from the Eagles. Like, it seems like last year and this year, everyone's like, ah, it's Nick Foles. Like, what? They're not going to. But it's like, nope. We should treat Nick Foles like he's just as good as any other NFL playoff quarterback, because somehow playoffs come around and he's winning games.
He's winning. Like, honestly, people are like, oh, well, you know, it wasn't by a lot. It's like, well, I'm sorry. That's how wins work.
Yeah.
Like, and I wonder, Jess, I have a theory is that maybe because he's sort of softer spoken and, like, doesn't have this huge ego that he broadcasts, it's like the perception of him plays into, like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe that's stupid. I think that's stupid. Never mind. Here's my...
Can I tell you my double doink story?
Yeah.
This double doink really hit close to home for me, because when I was a senior in high school, it was our Illinois State Super Sectional. match, and we were playing
in
like,
soccer.
Yes, in soccer. Sorry,
I was like football.
In football. No, in football.
Football.
And I, we were playing our like rival high school team, and our team was very good. We were playing down that year, like into the smaller division. So like,
oh
we,
hell yeah,
we beat every team by like 15 points every round coming up to this. But then we played.
Are
like,
you kidding
a,
me?
No, we. I probably had like 8 goals in like 3 games.
Wait, that's amazing. Okay,
but anyway, so. We get to this game. It's like the big game. It's like this is like the one team we actually need to beat because they're actually good. Okay. So in the regulation, the score is 1-1. I scored the only goal. Beautiful goal. But my coach fucking put me on the bench for the rest of the game.
Why?
I don't know because he didn't like me. I have theories, but okay, he was just a bad coach.
Okay.
You like when one person scores a goal and you know you want to tend to keep them on the field so they can score another one. But that was not the case. So anyways, we get to PKs. One of the PK kickers was hurt, so our order was all fucked up. So everyone goes to take their PKs, and, like, the first 2 girls miss, and then it's my turn, and, like, I have to make mine. Mine doinks off the left bar.
Oh, my God.
And I've never missed a penalty kick in my entire life. Penalty kicks are the easiest, like, they're easy when you're a high school girl. Like, your goalie's not, like...
So it hits, wait, it hit what, it hit the post?
It hit the left post, went across the goal line, hit the right post, and bounced out. Only missed penalty kick in my entire high school soccer career, and it was a double doink. Double doink. It was over, and I was like, "So,
oh my god, was this Bears game triggering?"
It was a little bit, yeah. I mean,
that sticks with you.
That's how my soccer career essentially. I mean, I played soccer in college a little bit, but that's basically how it ended. And I was like, so that's not ideal. But I tell myself to sleep at night that I scored the only goal in regulation. So
oh yeah, no, I think
I was the only reason we even got to PKs.
Exactly. Oh yeah, girl,
it was tough.
Oof. One last thing about the Eagles-Bears game. I think Bradley, you know, everyone last year with the Super Bowl made a big deal about Bradley Cooper being a huge Eagles fan. And I'm like, well, if he were such a big Eagles fan, maybe he would have watched the game instead of walking the Golden Globes red carpet.
That's super true.
So
Bradley Cooper is a fair weather fan.
Calling you out, Bradley Cooper. Also, I think you're very attractive. So like, literally call me. Houston, Indy.
Yeah. So this, we need to talk about this Captain Andrew Luck graphic.
Oh,
that ESPN has already apologized for. They put, so the Captain Luck, like Twitter account is the Twitter account that pretends that Andrew Luck is like a Union soldier in the Civil War or something.
I'm going to be honest, that joke died 15 years ago.
Well, this account has 500,000 followers.
It's not funny.
And
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to lie and say that I think it's funny, but it's like, I guess I get why people like it. I'm not one of them. I get why people like it.
It was funny at first, but now it's gotten lazy.
Well, and like, I think there have been like 10 different Captain Andrew Luck Twitter accounts. And
oh,
that's why
sure.
It's like, okay, we need to just like pick one. So now there's one. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so they were talking about it during the game. And this graphic had like Union soldiers and Confederate soldiers. And they played the song Dixie in the background, which if you know anything about American history, that's not great, Bob. Not a great decision. And so they play this and like half of Twitter was like, haha, that was like, what the fuck was that? And half of Twitter was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah, yeah. Twitter, so I like saw it out of the corner of my eye. And so I didn't realize that it was a Civil War graphic. And that's a kind of thing where it's like, look, there are two sides to every story. In this case, one side was remarkably fucked up.
Well, one side just like clearly.
Don't put graphics of NFL players in Confederate soldiers.
Well, he was in the Union uniform technically.
Yeah, but there were other guys there, which
it was totally bizarre. I don't know. It's just like not really like read the room. I don't know.
Yeah, no. It's also too bad because the ESPN graphics have been like pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool this season.
Yeah, but ooh, really missed the mark on that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't mean to put my kiss of death on the Colts, but I could see them going to the Super Bowl.
Oh, same.
They're very good.
I think
good.
That obviously everyone underestimated them starting the season because they weren't very good.
Well, no, they lost 1-5, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but I really was kind of shocked by how well they played this weekend. And I was like, oh, okay, well, this team is terrifying. And they have the most cap space going into next year, which
they're probably going to sign Le'Veon Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, oh, my God. Maybe Antonio Brown. And they're probably going to win 10 Super Bowls. Andrew Luck went from 6 months ago. There
I'm gonna
were
throw up.
Conspiracy theories about him like never throwing a football again, led by me. I tweeted a lot of them. And like, yeah, he like hurt his shoulder. There were like weird rumors about how he hurt his shoulder and like if he had thrown a football in a year, which he hadn't. And like in practice, they were like, look, he's throwing a football. And everyone's like, that's a 9-yard throw. But he's now slinging the ball. Like he looks totally back to normal.
Yeah, he looked great.
Whatever. Like, artificial shoulder they gave him is working very well. Yes. Bionic shoulder. I don't know.
Like, for all everyone was talking about J.J. Watt and the Texans defense, I was not terrible. I mean, J.J. played, like, he's a monster,
it's the Colts offensive line. It's like, they're the best offensive line in the world.
But I do think that it also made the Texans not...
Well, Clowney got his, like, pancaked by Quinn Nelson.
Quinn Nelson is... Someone tweeted this. He's one of the indie O-linemen. He looks what you... Imagine when you imagine like someone from Indiana. He's like corn fed. His neck is like the size of four stalks of corn.
He's from New Jersey.
I know, but like he just really. I love when guys fit the team, even if they're not.
Yeah, I agree.
There.
I do like that aesthetic. Dallas, Seattle. All I have to say is Allen Hurns' leg snapped in half.
Oh my god!
And it was really unfortunate.
I wasn't looking at the TV when it happened, and
yeah,
I went back and I watched it, which was a horrible mistake.
I can't unsee it.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't have much more to say about that,
either.
Except that, like,
that
the play
me.
Calling sucked, and we're a little worried about Pete Carroll.
As in we, I could not worry less about Pete Carroll.
I'm a little worried
about Pete
Carroll.
I sleep better at night when Pete Carroll loses in a big game.
Baltimore and the Chargers. First of all, my favorite thing that came out of this game is that someone tweeted, you know, Philip Rivers has more kids than Lamar has completions. And I'm like, yeah, because Philip Rivers has 13,000. Like, so I've started, like, I'm taking ownership of this. And, like, it's my new verbal meme. Philip Rivers has more kids than I have, like, sandwiches. It's, like, so arbitrary. Like, he's 8 kids. That's more than a lot of stuff.
Well, like, 8.5, because there's one on the way.
8.5. He's 8.5 kids.
But, yeah, this game was...
What'd you think?
Also surprising, because LA has not lost a road game this year, apparently. Which is funny, because their home stadium is basically a road stadium.
Seriously? They're playing at a soccer field.
If they win and the Colts win, they get to play... at Dignity Sports Park for the AFC Championship, which would be...
What is Dignity Sports Park?
That's the StubHub Center. The naming rights changed on January 1st. So now it's Dignity...
Is it actually?
Health Sports Park. Yeah.
I thought that was a joke. That happened?
No, that happened.
So it's not StubHub, it's Dignity... I thought you were kidding.
No, that's serious. I know, it seems like a funny joke, and it's not.
Well, it's like when you think things can't get worse for StubHub, it turns into Dignity Sports Park, which is just like insult to injury.
Wait, what's wrong with StubHub?
Well, it's just like, I mean, like the whole setup of the actual stadium.
Okay, you mean the stadium, not like the company.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry. I mean that.
I was
sorry.
Like, what did StubHub do?
No. They didn't do a bad tweet.
Oh, no.
Just when you think that the stadium situation can't get worse, then they name it Dignity Sports Park.
I kind of want the Chargers to win the Super Bowl because Philip Rivers is running out of time
to
win one.
He's 37?
He was in the same draft as Eli and Ben, and Eli and Ben have both won 2, and he hasn't won one. And he's never even been to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And I think this is kind of
this is his last chance.
Yeah.
He's
like the definition of a spaz, and I think he's like trying. He knows it's his last chance, and he's like, I'm doing all this shit, and now like this, I'm putting the team on my back.
Yeah.
And
I think so.
He's feeling himself a little bit.
I think he is. I also think that, you know, the Chargers have a history of blowing playoff games in like really impressive ways. So that felt different. The Baltimore game felt a little bit different. I felt like they kind of had their shit together.
And Baltimore just didn't have their shit together.
No,
at all.
Not at all.
And like,
let's not go into the whole. Let's just
Ray Lewis. Oh, that
we
mean...
were. I was gonna say like, let's not do the Lamar versus Flacco thing because I'm bored.
That's tired. I agree. Yeah. But we can say Ray Lewis. Like, why?
Why are we still trotting him?
Why is he everywhere?
Remember when he? Okay.
Yeah.
Switching gears a little bit. Our picks.
Yeah.
So I went 2 for 2 this weekend. I got all the games on Saturday wrong and then both of the games on Sunday right.
I went 0 for 4, but to be fair, I filled out my
when was the Bears
pool Sunday?
Sorry, I went 2 for 2, but I went, whatever, it doesn't matter. I didn't have money on it. I just like picked them for myself.
I have money on it. In the playoff pool I'm at, only one person got all 4 games correct and like only...
How much money did they get for that?
And like... Nothing yet. I mean, you don't get money until after the Super Bowl.
Obviously, I know that.
But, like, the bulk of people got at least 2 games wrong, so I felt better about myself.
It was a weird weekend.
It was a weird weekend.
What do you think going into these... Wait, what do we have? We got...
We have Pats, Chargers.
Yep.
We have Eagles, Rams. We have Colts.
Wait, I'm trying. Why is this so? Okay, we've got Colts, Chiefs.
Colts, Chiefs.
Okay, Colts, Chiefs. Picks.
Chiefs, I don't know.
But you said you think Colts might win the Super Bowl.
I do. I don't know. That's going to be a weird game.
It's going to be. I have no idea.
It's going to be a shootout.
For sure.
As they say.
It's going to be an offensive spectacular. I'm going to go Chiefs.
Okay. Me too.
Okay.
Why not?
Okay.
But if the Colts win, I won't be surprised.
Me neither. There. Great, great hedging. Love it. Okay. So we're picking Chiefs. Chargers, Pats.
Patriots, I don't know. Yeah, they're not going to lose a playoff game ever. They're probably going to win the Super Bowl.
I'm going to talk about my Patriots feelings next week.
Alabama lost, so the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl. That's how that statistic works.
Totally. I'm not going to do this right now. We're going to talk about this next week. Pats next week, depending on what happens. Cowboys, Rams.
I don't know.
I'm going Rams.
I'll say Cowboys.
Okay. Eagles, Saints.
I think the Rams are going to win. Saints.
Yep.
Even though I just said you can't count out the Eagles. See, this is hard.
No, it's really hard. But, I mean, what did you say last week that you want? The Super Bowl you want was?
The Super Bowl I wanted was Houston-Chicago, which was apparent at the end of Saturday that was not going to happen.
But then the Super Bowl you said
we're
going to get?
The Super Bowl we're going to get is Saints-Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm very confident that that's going to happen because it's like the two teams that were kind of like, okay, we get it. We've seen them already. Mm-hmm. And, like, most people don't like, but, you know, are just,
right.
They're the best teams. They're dominant. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. Yeah. But I don't want you to be right. I mean, well, okay. Whatever. Moving on. We're going to switch gears a little bit. We're going to talk about a little NBA.
This is a short thing. The Timberwolves fired Tibbs and they.
Coach Thibodeau.
There's rumors that they want to hire Fred Hoiberg, which is.
Who
the Bulls just fired. And like, this is like maybe the 14th person that the Timberwolves have tried to hire after they. Like have gotten fired or left or traded from the Bulls, and I'm like, why are you trying?
It's like,
so
why are you
hard?
So obsessed with me?
Right, I'm like, the Bulls didn't work. Like they didn't win any championships with that rotation in 2011 or 12. So why did you bring them to Minnesota 5 years later when they're all washed?
I have a theory. I think someone in Minnesota, like, forgot that it's not the 90s and thinks that the Bulls are like, oh, the Bulls did it. Like that's good. Like I think that there's some old dude in that office who's like, no, this is gonna work. Also, it was a big week for the Timberwolves because Derrick Rose said something bad. So yeah. Who saw that coming? Okay, well, I'm gonna move on. Some baseball.
Yeah. So this is a weird story that I saw. Trevor Bauer apparently has been
who is an Indians pitcher.
Yeah, he's the one who almost cut his finger off on a drone or
before
like,
the World Series game. Which I'm going to preface the story with, maybe that should have been. He's a weird dude.
Yeah, he's weird. He likes to tweet about how smart he is, which is one of those things where it's like, if you have to say it, like it's generally not true. Like if you're one of those people who's like, I'm actually really smart, or like people find me very attractive. It's like, well, like if you have to say it.
Have
like,
you ever heard an actually hot or smart person say like I'm really hot and smart?
Yeah, like it's like, okay, like.
Sounds a little bit like maybe you're trying to convince yourself.
Right. I'm like, meh. But anyway, so this girl, he got in a Twitter fight with Alex Bregman, who plays for the Astros. And this girl, like random girl, like totally normal person.
Yeah, with like 200 followers.
Right, like normal person. Was like, Trevor Bauer is my least favorite athlete.
Did she add him?
No, I don't think so.
So see.
Maybe she quote tweeted him.
Whatever,
I don't really know.
Either way.
A lot of his tweets are deleted since now. So it's kind of hard to figure out.
Some PR person's
right.
Been like.
So then he started like. Attacking this girl, and they got in like this Twitter fight, and basically for like a day he just was like relentlessly tweeting at this girl, and I'm like, who in the like Cleveland's front office is like, oh yeah, like one of our pitchers is like
one of our good pitchers, like
rampant.
He, for whatever he is, he's like a decent pitcher.
Yeah, I mean he's
that's what I don't quite understand is if you and I can be so online that we see like all this stuff go down, like maybe someone in PR departments can keep an eye on their goddamn players.
Yeah, it's bizarre. Why don't do this.
How sad, like it's just like so pathetic that you're a professional athlete and you're going after like one fan.
I get it. It's the off season. We're all bored. Like, right. Just don't do that.
Don't do it. All right. We got some NFL coaching rumors. Namely that so Bruce Arians reportedly going to go coach the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bruce Arians had, like, he had some success in Arizona, and then he went 7-9 and 8-8.
Yeah. And then
he
had, quote-unquote, health reasons.
Yeah, so he quote unquote retired, and then Arizona, Steve Wilkes got a year there, and Arizona's roster's completely fucked, and Bruce is like, oh, that's weird, I had nothing to do with that.
Well, I have to say, Bruce Arians was a good offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, I think. If I can recall, they did go to two Super Bowls.
They did.
The other one didn't happen. But
he went like 13-3 in one season with Arizona. He's not a bad.
Yeah, but as soon as Carson Palmer retired, he was like, "I my health."
Right. He's like, "Oh, that's weird." I
think we're calling this an Urban Meyer now.
Yes.
I'm not trying to say like if he actually has health concerns. I'm not trying to like
right
health shame him, but it does seem like this is a trend now with coaches where like. Oh, if you really had health reasons, like, you've only been away for 1 year. How are you already coming back to the most stressful job in, like, all of jobs? Right. Same with Urban. Like, he retired from Florida for health reasons, and now he went back to Ohio State and won a national championship. Like, what?
Now he's retiring again.
Like, it's like, I don't really get that excuse. Like, it's hard to give them the benefit of the doubt.
It's hard to look at this and be like, huh, maybe you did see some writing on the wall at some point. I don't know.
I don't know. But yeah, I'm not. What else? Not trying to like,
right.
Like, you know, like I don't know what the word is, but I'm delirious. Let's move on.
Same. Okay.
Matt LaFleur got hired as the head coach of the Packers, right?
Yeah. I don't know if it's like as of last night, it was like not totally official, but like pretty. This happened.
He used to be the quarterback coach at Notre Dame, like 3 years
ago. Did he?
Yeah.
Wait, where is he coming from? He was the coordinator in
Tennessee.
That's right, for
1 year. So I think this is like the new trend is like there are not a lot of guys with a ton of experience at head coaching because there are not head coaches that have been around for 10, 15 years anymore. Like there's a lot more one and done. So we're getting guys like Matt LaFleur, who's like, you get 1 year as a coordinator and then, all right, promotion, you're head coach now. And this is just going to be like what we keep seeing. And then the expectation, regardless, is going to be win next year because you have Aaron Rodgers. So it's like,
I do think that, you know, Sean McVay and the Rams, their success has completely changed the landscape of coaching hires.
Same with Matt Nagy.
Yeah. And they both came into, you know, pretty good rosters.
Yeah.
And you get Matt LaFleur going into the Packers. Like, they have a pretty good roster. Like, you get Aaron Rodgers, you have a very short window to prove that you can make something work. Because they're like, oh, I'm sorry if you can't do it.
Say what you will about like John Fox or like any other coach, but they drafted pretty good dudes, and so you get these like Matt LaFleur is going into a pretty good situation. If he can, you know, be successful with Aaron Rodgers, they're probably going to win the division, and like you have a Hall of Fame quarterback there. It's pretty nice setup.
Soon, instead of like drafting young guys to go to teams, are going to draft like young head coaches. We're going to get like. Guys, right? It's like, you know, the wunderkind who goes to Wall Street and like gets a VP position,
like Theo Epstein.
Yeah, we're gonna be. It's just
But Cliff Kingsbury also. We need to talk about him for a second. So he got hired as the offensive coordinator.
What's
at USC.
His deal?
So he was the head coach at Texas Tech. He is one of those people.
Like,
He was Pat Mahomes' coach. He got fired at the end of the season.
His
winning percentage is only like 50% or something. But Texas Tech is one of the harder schools to win at. It's, you know, you're in the Big 12, so you're playing against like.
Right.
Texas, Oklahoma, West Virginia, like you're playing really good teams, but you're also in Texas. So you're recruiting against like you're probably like the third best team in Texas behind like Texas and A&M and like Houston.
It's crazy
even
that
like
that's where Pat Mahomes. I always forget that's where Pat Mahomes went. It's like, well, that's amazing. Anyway.
But I mean, there's been a lot of really good talent come out of Texas Tech. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't like super successful there win percentage wise. Never won a championship or anything like that. So now he's one of those people that people really just talk about because he's super handsome. And
yes!
I don't mean to objectify him, but
I'll do it. He's super handsome.
He is handsome. And so whenever his name's coming around, people are like, oh, Cliff Kingsbury. Ooh.
Truly. Like, I do think that that's a very real thing, that if you're a handsome man, you're going to get more chances. I really do. And I think that in this situation, though, I also think that his being Mahomes' coach and Mahomes doing so well and college-style offenses being so hot and he's, like, young and handsome, they're like, well, all this checks out.
Well, also, so he got hired as USC's offensive coordinator, and then Lynn Swann, who's the athletic director at USC, was like, he's not allowed to interview anywhere because all these NFL teams started reaching out, which, in my opinion, I'm like, who is his agent? Because if they let him accept the USC job without realizing NFL coaches were going to reach out, that's like, probably shouldn't have.
Oh, yeah,
done
I
that.
Think you're right.
So USC was like, don't talk to anyone. So now he is talking to people. So either he's not the he's gotten fired from USC or left USC or something. Like, there was rumors that he was going to pay his own buyout
so he could take
an NFL job. I know. So he's getting head coach considerations, though, in the NFL.
See, this is where I'm sort of like, we've got, like, okay.
It's a weird situation. So I have a feeling, like, a lot of people think that maybe USC was grooming him to be the next head coach, and so they're trying to hold on to him because they already gave, you know, Helton their seal of approval for next year, which,
right.
I don't know. It's just a weird situation.
That is a really weird situation.
I'm interested to see where he ends up because he's
I'm interested to see
hot name.
Where everything shakes out. Like, this is my favorite season is head coach rumor season, and we have 8 rumor mills this year, and it's just like I'm sitting here just like popcorn.
Soak it all
yeah,
in.
Let's do yeah, it.
The drama.
Should we do some unprotected segs?
Let's do it.
Okay. We're gonna cancel some stuff.
Oh yeah.
We have a few things to cancel. First of all, swearing is canceled, okay, as you can tell by the first half of how Jess and I have been speaking the entire
podcast. Yeah, I definitely didn't say the S word or the F word.
No, I definitely
or the P word.
I didn't say or they're sorry.
The P word is referencing what we're about to talk about.
I was like, there's my brain just went in so many.
I'm sorry.
So here's what happened during the.
Oh no!
During,
I'm sorry.
No. It's good. It's good.
It's too early to make
during the
jokes.
It's never too early. During the Baltimore LA game, Tony Romo said the word pissed. He said Rivers is pissed.
That's the P word.
And Ed Werder, our buddy Ed Werder, who was at ESPN for a while and was laid off a few years ago, tweeted, what did he say? He said, I didn't think that language was allowed on national television about the word pissed. And here's the thing. I once got into a Twitter fight with Ed Werder, and it's over, whatever. I don't care. Everyone on Twitter was adding me and being like, hey, you see what Ed said? And
that's,
I'm like,
so annoying.
Yeah, I don't really, like, I'm not forever wedded to Ed Werder now that, like, I talked to him once and we fought with each other and it's over.
No, I rarely think that tagging someone in someone else's mentions is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's usually like, A, you're either you're snitching or you're like,
Bringing up old shit.
Or you're.
Jess. Swearing is canceled.
Bring up old S word.
There you go.
Or you're, you know, it's usually because you're like trying to neg someone or like, and like.
Well, you're starting something,
right?
If you're doing that, right. How many people at you and Carrie Underwood?
Oh, like it's constant. Right. It's just a constant like at Carrie Underwood at just, and I'm like, why? What? Like this has been in internet years. This story is 50 years old.
Yes. Yes.
It might have happened like a month ago, but like in internet years, like I am so past this.
I also think.
Can we just move on? But pissed is not a bad word.
No.
I honestly read this and I thought it was a joke. But considering the source, I guess.
You were like, oh, I guess it's not
I
a
have,
joke.
Hold on.
Yeah. What are you getting?
Where's my phone? I don't usually like read the replies of like bad tweets, but these were pretty funny.
Oh yeah. Do it. It also spawned some really good joke tweets, not even just the responses.
Yeah, there were some really good tweets.
Yeah.
This guy said, Ray Lewis murdered 2 people and CBS let him do a pregame speech.
Keep going.
Another one says, I watched a guy's leg snap in slow motion last night.
Oh my God, these are brutal.
Another one said, my son heard Tony say that and now he's addicted to heroin and hit his mother.
Oh my God.
Another one said, please watch your language. I'm trying to enjoy people getting brain damaged. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Wait. By the way, oh, my God. Okay, Stephen.
No, this is a really funny old tweet.
What is it?
Our producer, Shelby, just pulled up. Stephen A. Smith, by the way, ass, damn, and hell are allowed on my page. That's mild generic profanity. Nothing else.
Oh, my God. Jess, we should have called the podcast mild generic profanity.
Oh, that's a really good podcast name.
God damn.
Damn. Stephen
See?
A. probably has
we
a
We can say it, though. We can say damn. This is so good. Also,
I cannot even that pissed is a bad, I didn't know that was a bad word. Clearly, I'm not someone who really.
Right. I wouldn't say you're.
I'm not the gauge on like what's good or bad language, clearly.
One time when I was little, I had just watched Mrs. Doubtfire and.
Oh no!
Yeah. It was a drive-by fruiting. And in the first scene where Robin Williams is the voice actor and he's voicing Porky Pig, and he says, piss off, Lou, when he gets fired. And I walked around saying that for a day, and my mom was like, I mean, you're 4, so that's not ideal. But I think that if you're, you know, I could say it as a 4-year-old. Oh, man. Also, it was a big week for swearing because we learned that Philip Rivers doesn't swear at all. He says, shocked. Like, gracious to Pete.
Oh, God. He's like Roy Williams. Like, it was just so weird.
Yeah, and a woman...
I'm not surprised.
...said motherfucker about Trump in the government, and everyone lost their mind. And I'm like, can we just not pretend that this is, like, let's over it.
These words. Well, the thing is, like, at cable TV, you can pretty much say... anything past, like, I don't know, does America have a watershed hour? I think they do, like 10 o'clock. You can say, like, almost whatever you want.
Is that what that's called? I like that.
That's what the UK has it. I don't know about the United States, but I don't know why I would know that about Britain and not the US, but I did major in television.
You just, like, know stuff. Sometimes you just know stuff, and I don't think it's weird anymore. I'm like, yeah, of course you know that.
Yeah, I don't know. This, I hope this goes without saying, but R. Kelly's canceled. And I promise your life will be fine if you don't listen to Ignition Remix ever again.
Yeah, so there was a whole special on R. Kelly and the awful things he's done to women, namely to black women, and to how people just have sort of let it happen.
Yeah. And he's canceled.
He's completely canceled, and he's been canceled for a long time.
He's been canceled.
And so if you're one of those people who's like, oh, yeah, but he has some bangers, it's like, you know what? A lot of other people have bangers, so listen to those.
Yeah.
Like Nickelback.
I promise your life will be fine if you don't listen to any of his music anymore.
This week we don't have a True Gritty because I've been working on a long story for a while now, for like the past 4 days, and my brain is a little fried. Narrative.
It's all right. We'll catch up with Gritty next week.
Okay, cool. Should we call Deb?
Yeah, let's call Deb.
Let's give Deb a call.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. Hi, Jess. Hi, Char.
Hi. What are you doing?
I'm thinking about sports.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, same.
Well, yeah. What are the odds?
Well, you don't say.
Did you guys watch any of the game last night?
Your dad did. He watched a few minutes. He was horrified that Clemson was so astonishingly far ahead of
It was
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Look at you.
I feel so bad.
I don't.
No, you don't. You don't. The good guys won.
They've won so many national championships.
I know. My mom always feels bad when anybody loses, which is why sports are.
I do too, to an extent. Yeah. I do get sad sometimes.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, sports are hard
for
me.
They won last year, Mama. It's fine.
I know, but then all the friends and family, the people I love, whom I can look at and say, "Roll Tide," and I just feel so good.
It'll feel better having lost one
yes.
the next time they win one.
Yes, there you
It'll
go.
It'll be a comeback.
Which is what I
It'll
tell myself every comeback. Time Notre Dame loses a game.
But I'll tell you that this whole winning and losing thing was what I've been thinking about a lot this week, about sports and winning and losing.
Yeah, why?
Well, because... you have too, Charlotte. Your father and Charlotte and I have had these moments in the last week where sports means something that is so past winning and losing, that is so magical.
When you do sports?
We did this sport, or it took me a while to do this sport because my family didn't want me to do it. But it's
what
when
are you
do
talking, what was it?
Ice skating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't let my mom ice skate because it was...
she made me walk out with her on this ice because you thought I was going to do a face plant and break my nose, and you thought I was going to break all of my ribs, and the ice was going to crack open, and I was
a little nervous,
and you couldn't save me.
Yeah,
I am. One of my greater fears is falling into a frozen river.
Yeah. See?
So. You know, I am so not afraid of that. But Charlotte was so afraid that I was... Anyway.
Yeah, so then I left and came back to New York, and you went ice skating.
Finally, I could rent skates in my size, and your dad and I and a friend of ours went out on it. It was empty. There were 7 miles of black ice.
That's pretty great.
Oh, wow.
And it was the most beautiful thing. And we were doing something. Well, actually, Char, when I went out with you, it was totally magical, too, because everybody was doing something they're not supposed to be able to do. They were sailing on the ice. They were walking on water. And it was like a celebration.
Yeah.
Everybody, it was what sports was in the beginning, something that you took pleasure in and you had a good time doing, and you sort of got carried away and you flirted a little bit and all of a sudden the world was upside down in the best possible sense of it.
I love that. Yeah.
So,
well, I think
so that's what I was thinking about.
I love that. Mm-hmm. And you also went cross-country skiing on the ice, too.
Well, the next day it snowed and we looked at each other and we said, this is perfect. So we strapped on our cross-country skis and we skied where we swim.
That's so cool. There is something very cool about being able to walk on a place that you...
This conversation's making me cold.
Oh, it wasn't. The ski day, we were just wearing shirts and fuzzies or something, you know.
Wow.
Like, it was so warm, and we had bald eagles.
Also, Jess and I have... We've been meaning to tell you that your Instagrams from the...
Yeah, they're pretty fire.
The skating and skiing were really great.
Oh, really? Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Those were awesome.
You're crushing the gram right mm-hmm. now.
You know, I'll tell you, black ice isn't exactly colorful. Neither is snow.
No, but that's okay. It's a perfect backdrop for a nice
crisp.
A nice Patagonia jacket.
Winter white.
Right.
You should be sponsored. All right. Well,
I don't know.
I love
so
that.
I was thinking that that's, you know, another thing to think about how when sports just are past winning and losing, and we still love Alabama and Clemson. Clemson is like an NFL team already, right?
Could the Tigers beat the Cardinals?
Yes,
I think yes.
No,
you saw really? You saw Trevor Lawrence's hair, right? The quarterback of Clemson.
No, what did it look like?
Oh,
it's beautiful.
You gotta go.
It's gorgeous.
Google that.
Who's the one who looks like an Afghan?
An Afghan hound. Lawrence. That's Trevor Lawrence. Yeah. Did you look at my tweet?
Sorry?
Did you look at my tweets?
Yes.
I was going to say, if you pulled that one out without seeing Charlotte's tweets, I was about to pass out on the floor.
No, but I thought it was a fantastic tweet because he looked just like a silky Afghan.
He does. He does.
He uses Pantene, apparently.
Does he?
That's what Andy Staples wrote.
Wow.
Amazing.
He is what?
He uses Pantene shampoo for his luscious locks.
He uses Pantene?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about switching.
That's so sweet. He probably has a really good hair dryer, too.
He has to.
I think it just dries
like that. His hair looked so good after he played a 4.5-hour game. My hair doesn't look that good after I get out of the shower. Like,
I was going to say, after I walk 6 blocks,
for real. Totally. I'm like, how? This is unfair.
It is.
I'm just waiting for the day that he cuts his hair because internet's going to explode.
Oh, yeah.
One day he's going to cut his hair and people are going to lose their shit.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to cut his hair. He's going to start using scrunchies.
Oh. You know what drives me crazy is when guys like Trevor Lawrence have beautiful hair or when guys have really, really long, beautiful eyelashes.
Yes.
Unfair. Oh, I love it.
Or even, well,
like,
no, I mean, it's
my eyebrows.
Favorite thing.
Right. No, it looks good, but I'm like, how is it? Like, I want those.
Yep.
Anyway.
Well, you can share them.
Okay.
That's why we have makeup.
Yep. It's true. Mascara is wonderful. Okay. We love you.
Thanks, Deb.
Bye.
Go Gabbers.
So I didn't realize that my mom was like an Alabama fan.
Well, I didn't either. What's going on?
I don't know. So I think what it is that my cousin's husband is from Alabama. And so I think that that's like the one college football thing.
I mean, I have a lot of like best friends that went to Bama. Give me my morning to dance on their graves.
Yeah, but I don't.
Tomorrow I'll be cordial.
I don't think she like realizes that.
I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I have nothing against Deb.
Oh, no, nothing against
Deb. She's a light in this dark world.
She really is. But that's funny.
I'm sorry,
wow,
I
Deb's
said
a,
shit in
Deb's
front of her. S word in front of her.
We canceled swearing, and then here we go, just fucking it up.
Char.
That's the bad one. That's the worst one.
That's the worst one.
Oh, going straight to hell, Jessica. Should we call Aunt Char real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Oh, God,
it's been a minute.
Hello?
Oh. Hi, Aunt Char.
Jessica, how are you? Happy New Year. We didn't talk last week.
I know. We were super busy.
I was super busy, too.
Where are you? What were you up to?
Doing so many very important things. I polished some silver.
From Tiffany's?
Mm-hmm.
From your Tiffany's trip with Martha Stewart?
You should have seen what Stephen gave me for Christmas.
I don't want to know.
Mm-hmm. He you really don't, actually. It's not appropriate anyway.
All right. Well, we have some questions for you.
Yeah, what is it?
So these are from our Twitter users, mm-hmm. Twitter friends. I think a lot of people, or maybe just me, would be intrigued to hear her breakdown of The Bachelor if there's any truth to the rumor that she'll be replacing Chris Harrison to host the show.
Oh my God, who leaked that? I told my publicist, I was like, this is not for public consumption, and then she always goes and gives it to TMZ. Yeah, so there is a rumor. You know, I don't want to say a lot of reality shows have reached out to me for consideration for the next head host position. But, you know, that's all under wraps. Here's my breakdown of The Bachelor, which is that I think it's a really fun thing to watch. And anyone who Bachelor shames or says, you know, oh, The Bachelor's sexist, it's like, you know what? Yeah, it's a little messed up. Let me have this. And I know that Charlotte has watched this before, and I think that she is planning to continue. Jessica, are you going to watch The Bachelor?
I'm not going to watch The Bachelor, but I will be happy to discuss it for, like, 2 minutes of every podcast.
Well, maybe Charlotte can, like, tell you what's been going on.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Well, I like that. Yeah, so, you know, I won't speak to the rumors, but I won't say it's not true.
I'm certain that you will not be the next Bachelor host. Anyways, wine pairings for NFL quarterfinal matchups.
Oh, I love this. I think, all right, what do we got to go with? Let's see. We got
the Patriots and the Chargers.
Patriots, Chargers, I think you get a nice Malbec.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm just feeling it. I think that for Cowboys, for Eagles, Saints, you're just, forget wine. You're on to bourbon. I think that Cowboys, Rams, I don't know. What do you think about that one?
Cowboys, Rams, I would drink a nice Pinot.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I mean...
What?
I just love a nice Pinot. You know, I was talking about Chardonnay. I think Colts Chiefs is my Chardonnay game.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right?
That makes sense.
Light, fun.
Airy. Just like the football coming out of Pat Mahomes.
I'm Pat Mahomes. I knew his father.
Oh, God. New question.
Yeah.
Who would Aunt Char rather go on a date with, Nick Saban or Dabo Sweeney? If you didn't know which Dabo I was talking about.
I know so many Dabos. I'm glad you clarified, Jessica. Well, I mean, I wasn't going to say this, but she did have a thing with Nick Saban when he was coaching the Browns. I mean, I had a thing with Nick Saban when he was coaching the Browns. Remember how he in that news leak that he and Bill Belichick would go to Eagles concerts on their days off or whatever concert, whether he was the Eagles?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, who you think got him in?
Wouldn't you have been able to get them in better to an Aerosmith concert?
Yeah, I wasn't going to bring my new boyfriend to see my current boyfriend. I'm cheating on Steven Tyler with Nick Saban. I'm going to bring Nick Saban around.
All right, I'm sorry. All right, Aunt Char, it's been great to talk to you.
Jessica, it's always a pleasure. When are you going to come see me?
Next week. Mm. Charlotte says hi.
Yeah, that girl, I swear, because she doesn't text me back. She doesn't call. She's never around when
bummer.
I call. All right, well,
talk to you later.
Hi.
Hey.
Did she tell you the Nick Saban story?
Oh, she sure did.
She's a piece of work. Do we have... Oh, is it sports?
Yeah.
What do you got for me this week? I didn't think of one.
Are the Golden Globes sports? It's award show season, so award shows in general. Are they sports?
Okay. First of all, here's my take on award shows is I'm just bored. I'm so bored of them.
Yeah, that's fair. That's a fair take.
I would much rather watch like sports. football ended and the Golden Globes came on and I was like, this sucks. I'm serious. I was like, the opener wasn't funny. Sandra Oh said something really nice that I liked, but it was like 30 seconds of a whole thing. And then I was like, yeah. I'm bored. And I haven't seen any of these movies because all I do is watch sports.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of these movies either, which makes it tough.
Right?
Last year before the Oscars, I watched like every nominated movie from like the end of the Super Bowl until the Oscars. In that 1 month span where there was like, I had nothing else to do.
I watched
Was fun. The Oscars were more fun that way, but it's
Should
also...
we try to do that this year? Should we watch the movies for the Oscars?
Why not?
Let's do it.
We're a movie podcast now. Yeah. I'm just kidding. There's enough of those. Are we ready for my Nota rant already?
Man. Yeah.
This has been
Wait, we didn't decide if award shows or sports.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I kind of want to say no.
I say no.
They're not.
They don't feel like sports.
They don't feel like sports at all. And rule number 7 can be invoked whenever. Like, this might check some boxes.
Yeah, like, they're competitive. Like, you can probably write about it on a sports website.
Yeah, like, it checks all the boxes, but we are using rule number 7 here, which is, does it feel like sports? No.
No, it doesn't feel like
sports. Great, glad we settled that. All right, girl, you got 30 seconds. Hold on. I want to start on an even number here. So we get, I'm going to start it at 59 minutes. We have a nice little timer going.
Oh, man.
All right, on your mark, get set. Go.
First of all, my rant last weekend was not sped up. I just want everybody to know that. And this one's not sped up either because we are a natural podcast. We don't alter any. All the sound effects are real. Second of all, Notre Dame got ranked fifth in the last AP poll, which makes no sense because let me tell you a little bit thing about numbers. Notre Dame lost to Clemson by 27 points. Clemson beat Alabama by 28 points. Ohio State lost to Purdue by 29 points. So how did Ohio State jump Notre Dame? And how's Notre Dame 5 when they only lost to the national championship by 27 points? Alabama should be behind Clemson, if anything, and Ohio State should be behind both of them.
That was a really great rant because I actually agree with it. Well, I agree with a lot of it, and normally I'd be like, okay, we're done, but I do want to talk about that for a second because I think that it's garbage that Alabama lost by 28 points. Notre Dame lost by 27 points. Clemson's a powerhouse. Like, I don't know.
I think
that people hear Bama and they automatically grandfather it in to, yes, I get it. They're amazing.
Well, I don't get how Ohio State jumped Oklahoma and Notre Dame.
Exactly.
Ohio State, yes, they had an impressive win against Washington, but Notre Dame and Oklahoma would have beaten Washington.
Win against Washington isn't like a 27-point loss to Clemson.
Well, and it was also an impressive win by, I think they only won by like 5 points or something like that, right? I don't remember the final score. But
can someone put us on the AP poll?
I don't get, and like the final AP poll doesn't really matter, but it's just confusing to me because like after Notre Dame got blown out by Clemson, this whole conversation was like, Notre Dame doesn't have the players to beat Clemson, like blah, blah, blah. It's like,
Right. Okay,
so does Alabama not have the players to beat Clemson? Because they lost by a lot of points.
Right.
And it's different than in 2012, like Notre Dame got blown out by Alabama and I think everyone was like, yeah, like that team wasn't ready to play. That Alabama team was one of the best Alabama teams of all time. Notre Dame was not there yet.
Right.
This year, I'm like, Notre Dame has talent. Like,
I wish they'd played.
They played what?
Each other in the final. I'm kidding. I'm happy Clemson won.
I don't get how Ohio State and Oklahoma both jumped.
One day we're going to get a vote on this stuff.
Yeah, one day. One day my opinion will matter. I mean, sometimes
Your opinion matters.
Sometimes I listen to the broadcast and I'm just like, I just said that out loud and now Kirk Herbstreit's saying it and I'm like, why am I not paid $7,000 million to say this on TV? I just said that.
Are you trying to leave me?
No, I don't want to leave you. I don't. If I left you, I told you, if I ever left you, it would be because I was hired as an assistant offensive coordinator or a front office person for an NFL team.
And you know what? I give you my complete blessing. All right. On that note, one last thing. Remember when I learned about Bird Box last week?
Yeah.
Well, and you said that they were going to release what the monsters, the CGI monsters would look like. Well, they did, and it's the funniest thing I've ever seen.
They look like babies that are constipated
and old. They look like old men babies,
like Benjamin constipated Benjamin Button at the end of the movie.
Anyway, on that note, thank you guys.
We love you.
Go Tigers. Listen to us on Apple Podcasts, radio.com, wherever you get your shows,
and go Tigers.
Go Tigers.